The reactions continue from Maha. I'm Susan Littlefield with the American Ag Network. Jordan Dux joins us now. He's a senior director of national affairs with the Nebraska Farm Bureau. And first of all, your takeaway. I mean, when this round two came out of Maha, as you looked at it, what was your first initial thoughts?
You know, I think we were, given the conversations we had had with the administration, which I think is important to note, because when they did round one, there really were not a lot of conversations the administration had with the ag community as that initial report was developed. And so for round two, we were hopeful that this secondary report that listed policy recommendations would be far better, just given the feedback that was sought by farmers and ranchers, by those folks who will be largely impacted by some of the policy recommendations that the administration was going to send forward. So as I had the chance to read through it, and we're going to continue to review and try to make sure we see exactly what every I looks like and what every T looks like, I think we were pleasantly surprised that there is a lot of good in there. And certainly, we share the administration's goal on trying to make sure that all Americans, especially our young people, have access to high-quality, affordable, safe food. That is a goal that everyone should have. And that was not the issue with the first round. The first round, though, we were concerned given the lack of real science that was included. And so when we come to the secondary report, it really includes a lot of policy goals we've been trying to advocate for quite some time, really trying to make sure that we have adequate funding for conservation programs, for farmers and ranchers to try to take care of the environment, to try to limit exposure to pesticide products, trying to make sure that farmers have access to precision ag products that utilize technology that prevent farmers from having to apply more crop protection tools than what they need to. That's an easy goal. If you tell farmers today we're going to try to make it to where you don't have to spray nearly as much pesticide on a field, given the cost of where everything is, they're going to jump at that. That's an easy thing to do. Trying to work through the approval process and trying to better the approval process for new crop protection tools that come on the market. That is an initiative we've championed for a long time. Very happy to see the administration do to kind of join the fight on that effort. Just trying to make sure that we can provide some needed reforms to processes that make common sense, that make logical sense, and trying to make sure that, again, Americans have access to healthy, affordable, very safe food, and farmers and ranchers can continue to produce it in the way that we know makes scientific sense.
But Jordan, is there some maybe misunderstandings? You talked about pesticides in spraying between the first round and the second round, because it seems like there's a lot of maybe confusion as to what pesticides have to do with Maha?
I think that's where I think the administration cleaned up some of their recommendations. And I know that some members of the administration have been very challenged by crop protection tools, and they really don't like some of them. But the problem is that farmers and ranchers live in the real world. And in order to produce the food that we need that feeds Americans, that feeds our customers globally, you need to have crop protection products that eliminate weeds, that eliminate pests, that don't just protect farmer profitability. It's about producing food at all. And so that is something that I think really made some improvements here. The last report, it called out two crop protection tools very directly. Atrazine, which is probably the most studied chemistry that exists on the face of this planet, and glyphosate, which is an unbelievably popular product, probably not as effective as it once was, but two tools that farmers need in their toolbox. And that is what our message to the administration was, is that farmers need access to as many tools in the toolbox as possible. We need the chemistries we have today, but also help us get new chemistries approved. And if we are not living in an environment where companies can continue to innovate, can continue to move, to develop new chemistries because it's not cost effective for them, because the regulatory process is so ridiculous, because the environment and from a legal liability standpoint doesn't work, that prevents those new products that you know, the goal is to have those be safer. That eliminates that ability for companies that want to do that. So I was very pleased to see the administration clearly heard our concerns and really want to join the fight and try to make sure not only that we have access to the chemistries, but also help us find new ones that are better. And I think that is where we saw really the biggest improvement from our standpoint.
You know, in one area that there was a lot of hopes for was the dairy sector. And there was a lot of worries from the dairy industry across the nation. And it seems like it's kind of redefined it as well in this second round.
I think that's the ultimate concern that we have. And what we're going to work closely with the administration on is trying to define, you know, everyone is it seems that the administration wants to target ultra-processed foods, not only in the White House, but also here in Nebraska. And Governor Pillen has really kind of come out and strongly and talks a lot about against ultra-processed foods. But what is that? There is no definition as to what ultra-processed foods are. There's no legal definition. There's no federal law designating what an ultra-processed food is. And from the dairy standpoint, a lot of dairy products are processed. That's the whole point. You get milk into another product. It's processed, and it not only through pasteurization to try to make sure we protect safety, but also to create butters and cheeses and all those types of products that we all love. Those are processed products. And so that is where our concern has been, as to when we start defining some of these things, when you want to talk about some of these things, it's never as simple as some folks would maybe think it is. When we start talking about banning one product versus another, for whatever reason that is, of processing, whatever it is, there's a lot of reasons why the food system in this country is set up the way it is. And it's not just profitability. It is shelf life stabilization. It's trying to make sure that food is cost effective. And you kind of have to weigh all of that together. And I know, again, from the dairy standpoint, we were very closely watching what all this was going to mean. And we're going to be very engaged with the administration trying to define what ultra-processed foods are to make sure that it makes sense and that we aren't just trying to ban products just because we don't like them. And that is a, again, trying to stand on the science as to what's safe, what's healthy. There's a lot of food science that's out there that we still continue to stand behind, and more research needs to be done. And that's the one thing the Maha report also talks an awful lot about, is public and private research continuing to try to dig into food products and trying to, again, make sure we understand health better, make sure we understand safety better. Again, a goal that we join with them in.
So then what do you see agriculture's role in this whole thing?
So I think agriculture will continue to engage with the administration in trying to define and trying to really put the meat on the bones, if you will, of this report. So they came out with a lot of policy recommendations, a lot. And it's not uncommon when an administration has a large overarching principle, they lay out a lot of large-scale goals. And so there's a lot of broad goals and a lot of broad policy, ideas in this report. I think what we're going to try to do is continue to engage with the administration, and actually, Farm Bureau presidents are engaging with the administration just this afternoon, with one of the lead folks in the Maha side of things. Continue to meet with them and trying to really define where the administration wants to go and continue to provide feedback on these different goals. And my guess is that today they're going to talk about the new report. Okay, here's what it says. What do you want to do in terms of defining what ultra process looks like? What do you want to do when you say you want to try to reform the pesticide approval process, the new pesticide approval process, to try to get products to the market faster? What are some things we can do to help on that front? What does that exactly look like? Those are the kinds of things that we're going to continue to engage in, that we're going to continue to talk about, and really try to make sure that, again, with the ultimate goal in mind of trying to provide safe, affordable food, but again, from the farmer and rancher side, making sure that we can continue to produce it in a way that meets consumer demand but is also profitable to farmers and ranchers.
So as we wrap up our conversation, Jordan, one of the concerns has been Maha has been pushed by the president, but Maha has also been pushed by RFK Jr., and now he's on the hot seat, and there's pushing for him to resign.
There is talk about, I know there's always a lot of pushback when it comes to secretaries and when they do certain things, and obviously the HHS secretary, there were a lot of concerns when he came to be, and we've obviously gone toe-to-toe with the secretary in his previous life when he was in the private sector and doing his legal work. I'll just say this. We will call balls and strikes as an organization. We have always found we're a nonpartisan organization. We don't play for one team or the other. The team we play for is for farmers and ranchers. And we will call balls and strikes no matter who is in charge, whether they be Republicans, Democrats, Independents, whatever they are. We are going to continue to try and represent farmers and ranchers as best we can with the policy prescriptions that our members have developed, and we'll continue to engage with this administration as we have, as with any administration. We engage with the Biden administration. It doesn't matter who it is. We continue to try and represent farmers and ranchers, and we'll continue to push our message, try to continue to make sure that farmers and ranchers are represented in Washington, and trying to make sure that that whoever's in charge knows about rural America, knows the challenges we face, and knows the policy prescriptions we have to try to address those challenges.
Wonderful. Thanks so much. Jordan Ducks joining us again, Senior Director of National Affairs with the Nebraska Farm Bureau. I'm Susan Littlefield reporting.